going?
You probably do remember. It'll be okay.
Summer of 93, going into freshman year of high school. I was probably the last one among my friends. And I was terrified when it happened.
Where were you?
At my house, in my bedroom. I felt something wet. Uh-huh. I took off my underwear, made it into a ball, stuffed it into a bag, stuffed that bag underneath my bed, put on a new pair of underwear and pretend it didn't happen. And my mind is so so powerful that I made it go away for like a year. Then I didn't get it again until summer going into sophomore year of high school.
Did you know, were you educated about what a period was?
Totally.
But
I was a tomboy and I was in denial.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, nope, don't have time for this. Have to run with the boys.
Yeah.
It's time to play baseball.
Uh-huh.
Summertime. No period. Then my mom found my balled up underwear in the bag.
Like a year
later? A year later. And I was like, yep, that happened. And I didn't want to tell you, so I didn't. And there it is.
So then when it came the second first time.
The second first time. When I turned 30, the second time. Then it was an actual thing. Couldn't make it go away. Flo stayed in town for a week.
And what did you do that time?
Got depressed.
But did you just like... Like, how did you take care of it? Did you tell anybody?
I put a pad on, told my mom, and then didn't get off the couch for, like, ever since. All athletic sports went out the window.
Really?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Hormones.
So you physically felt the change of not wanting to do athletic
exactly.
sports, or was it more of a feeling of obligation?
No. It's like I lost the feeling of wanting to be physically active in the way that I was before.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't want to go outside. I didn't want to play baseball. I didn't want to run track.
What do you think motivated that? A physicality or
Yeah, I think it was
emotional...
the hormones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Devastating.